Joining us for his dream team interview is Blake Hammond, golfer for the Hillsboro Hawks, who had quite the impressive season this season, finishing tied for 18th at the Class 3 State Tournament golf course at the Old Kinderhook Golf Club. And we're here to talk about his first dream team selection as a senior. Blake, huge congratulations to you. Certainly well-deserved.
Yep, thank you. Thank you, man.
What's it like? I'm sure growing up in this area, you've heard a lot about Dream Team, and it's a big deal to get on it because the coaches are the ones that vote the players into it. So to have the respect of the coaches and what have you, what does that mean to you?
Man, it's cool. Finally, everything's paying off. You work hard, for a long time to be good at what you do, and it all pays off,
Sort of the goal for most kids is to carry on what you do in high school onto the college level as well, and you're going to go to Mineral Area College for golf. Why the choice to go there?
It's just close. They have a good golf program down there. I like the coaches down there, and everything just seemed like it fit pretty well with what I want to do.
You've had some pretty good moments this season, if you will. You had two hole-in-ones. For those that missed out on a chance to hear all about them, tell us about your two hole-in-ones this year.
My first one was in one of our first few matches of the year against St. Pius out at Raintree on hole number 2, which was my first ever hole-in-one. And then my second was actually in my practice round down at Old Kinderhook for our state tournament on number 7.
All right, so you got a chance to get a hole-in-one during your practice round at the state level. Did you have any on the second day at the state? You shot a 72 on a par 71, so finishing one over was quite an accomplishment considering, as you will agree with, your first round wasn't the best. But were there any holes, any moments that stood out to you early on in that second round that you thought, okay, yeah, I'm going to have a pretty good day today?
No, not really early on. I had a good feeling about the second day. I knew I was playing pretty well. I just had a rough first day. But I did get to birdie my last hole for my best high school round of golf to make it a 72 instead of 73 like all my other tied rounds were.
Now, throughout all 4 years, you were a 3-time JCAA Conference Tournament Champion and an All-District Golfer, 4-time Sectional Qualifier, and 3-time State Qualifier. You earned 6 medals throughout the 2018 season during dual or tri matches. In 2018, your 18-hole score average was 79.18, 9-hole score average 41.4. So really, the numbers for a high school athlete really sort of just jump off the page. What stands out to you about all that you've been able to accomplish throughout your high school career?
The best thing that I've done throughout high school is I've just, every year, my averages have gone down. I've just progressively gotten better and better each year, and I think that's showing.
Now, maybe this is a question you don't get too often, but when it comes to your studies and your golf, are there methods to improving in golf that you kind of use in the classroom as well? I mean, you are a member of the A-plus schools program. Are there any things that you sort of carry over from one aspect to the other and sort of, to get better at one or the other, or maybe both, that kind of thing?
I think just working hard, even sometimes when you don't want to have to work hard, you need to, and you just get it done because it's what's best.
And talk about your parents, and talk about what they've their influence, and Coach Saharsky as well, and just sort of how they've all played a role into who you are today.
They're always big on, doing good in school and moving on and going to college, and I think just through golf and being able to, help out with that, it's been big. And with Coach Saharsky pushing me the way he did and getting better at golf, I think everybody really helped out a lot.
Was there one aspect of your golf game, say as a freshman, that you really struggled with as a freshman, and then by the time you were a senior, you were just really, really strong at it?
I think my putting was my biggest improvement from when I was a freshman to the end of my high school golf. Just really stepped up my game with my putting and just consistency with everything overall.
What do you think was the reason behind that improvement?
I think just more the hard work at it and knowing that that's what I need to work on the most because it was the weakest point, and then it became a real strong point at the end.
It seems like a lot of times when a golfer has to make a big putt, they can sort of tense up a little bit. What was your improvement Was it in the technique? Was it in the, you know, the swing of the golf club? Was it in reading the greens better? Kind of, if you don't mind, to sort of pinpoint some more specifics about.
I think it was probably more in the technique, just, you know, letting the ball roll the way it should, and, you know, starting it on the line you want to start it on with a good speed.
Okay, well, makes perfect sense. All right, what are you looking forward to most about going to Mac playing golf there and studying, and what are you going to study?
I'm going into engineering, so I'll have like a pre-engineering degree down at Mac, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, having more competition through golf and, you know, letting that help me get better.
All right, Blake, one more question for you while you have a chance to, you know, thank a bunch of people that have helped get you where you are. Drop some names for us, and we'll let you go.
You know, obviously the coaches at Hillsboro, Coach Gilman, Coach Saharsky, Mr. Moreno at Hillsboro, the athletic director, my parents, both my parents, my dad especially, for helping me learn how to play golf and getting me into it, and that's about it.
All right, Blake, well, certainly best of luck to you at Mineral Area College. Congratulations on a top 18 finish at the state championships this year, and certainly wish you the best in the future.
All right, thank you.